Herzlich willkommen im Jakobsweg-Podcast. Heute mit einem Live direkt vom Camino. Wir sind heute Morgen in Paladin losgelaufen. Das ist nach der ersten Etappe von Oviedo auf dem Camino Primitivo. Und wir sind am Eingewöhnen. Die ersten Tage auf dem Camino sind immer etwas ganz Besonderes, bis man von zu Hause sich quasi verabschiedet hat und den Camino begrüßt. Das dauert bei mir in der Regel immer noch so 2-3 Tage. Und gestern Abend hatten wir in der Herberge eine sehr schöne Vorstellung von Tatjana. Und Tatjana ist in der Herberge Villa Palatina zusammen mit ihrer Mutter und mit dem Pablo, den viele kennen, ein sehr humorvoller Mensch und eine unglaublich herzliche Herberge. Und nach dem gemeinsamen Abendessen erklärt uns Tatjana, wie man sich auf den Camino Primitivo vorbereiten kann, welche Herbergen es entlang des Weges gibt und wie man seine Zeit oder auch seine Energie einteilen kann. Und da sie das auf Englisch gesprochen hat, lasse ich das einfach so stehen und spiele das jetzt für euch einfach live ab. Also, rein in die Folge, diesmal auf Spanisch-Englisch und viel Spaß dabei.
Buenas tardes, good afternoon. I talk in all in English, okay? I'm sorry for my English, okay? It's not from Oxford, not from Cambridge. It's only for communication, okay? My name is Tatjana. I'm one of the owners of Villa Palatina. My mother and me started this project in 2019, 6 months before pandemia, okay?
Oh my God.
But we can tell you. Now we can tell you, okay? A lot of colleagues need to sell the albergue or sometimes closed, but we have lucky our family help, and we continue here for all the pilgrims that want to stay here with us, okay? Now we go to talking about the Camino.
Yes.
Now we go talking about the Camino. Today, you walk from Oviedo to here, 21 kilometers and a half, okay? For the first day, it's perfect. A lot of questions. Did you book all the Camino?
Not all.
No. Some parts. Nothing. And you, my friend?
Nada.
Perfecto. Okay, for how many people is the first time to arrive Santiago de Compostela? Is your first Camino?
Yes.
In general?
Yes.
Okay. Normally, for the first time that you walk the Camino, or second, or doesn't matter, we recommend it every day, walking not more than 20 kilometers by the three first day. The reason, in the Camino Primitivo, you can enjoy a lot, or you can suffer a lot. You decide.
True.
Asturias is up and down all time. For this reason, you need to dosificate the effort, okay? Dosificate the effort, thinking in the Camino, checking all the village, and after organize your Camino. Remember, now is 30 of July, and it's many pilgrims in the Camino, okay? Some part of the Camino is with a lot of people, and maybe you need to check it and information the albergues before you arrive, because maybe it's not a place for every, okay? Before open the albergue, we walk the Camino, okay? And we registration all the distance that you can see in the paper, okay? This paper made it this season because we're thinking that the people sometimes arrive with not a lot of information and not a lot of village in the head, A lot of albergues is closed now, and a lot of albergues is on holidays or maybe has a day off in some part of the week. And you need the information because after you arrive, Anne is having got any place or any albergues open, okay? For tomorrow, for the people who haven't got any reservation, we recommend it Cornellana. Cornellana is 18 kilometers and a half from here, but for the second day, it's so, so nice. It's not too long the day. It's up after Grado. After Cross Grado, you started to up, like today, in Escamplero, more or less. And after arrive Cornellana, and you can sleep in the monastery. The monastery is so important for the Camino because the building is on the pass. The last year was the birthday, and now is 1,001 year building.
Oh, wow.
Okay. It's so nice. The hostess is so nice, Gloria.
Gloria, sí.
And I think that in all the Camino, you can decide where you sleep, but you can go to check-in and you can go to enjoy and experience what is the different albergues that you can find in the Camino and you can enjoy. And Cornellana is one albergue that, for me, is so nice. It's a public albergue, but perfectly it's a high category. It's the bathroom inside, it's cleaning, the beds is so nice, it's not a lot of people, okay? If you want to go here, we can make a reservation for you by phone because we are in contact with Gloria every day, okay? Normally, the public albergues is not possible to book.
No.
Only Cornellana we can book, okay? And it's the only albergue, public albergue, that open at 2 because the other open at 3.
Okay.
And it's just when you arrive, this is a place, you can start. If not, you can continue, okay?
2.
Both? Okay, okay. Yes. After I write it in a paper, okay? For the third day, we recommended La Espina. Because from Cornellana to La Espina is 20 kilometers, okay? And in the three first days, you walk in 60 kilometers. It's perfectly for adapt the body, the brain, and the feet by Asturias Camino, and after attack the mountain in Tineo. The Asturias mountain started in Tineo, and after the mountain finished after Fonsagrada. After Fonsagrada finished the mountain. Okay. Fonsagrada is in the fourth column, just in the middle. Okay. Fonsagrada is Galicia, and just after that finished the mountain. For this reason, in the Asturias part, we recommend it short days. Short kilometers. After in Galicia, long days, long kilometers. After Fonsagrada, the Camino is flattened down and you can walk like 28, 30, 32 because the Camino is perfect for walk and is albergues in a lot of parts of the Camino and you can decide where you go. Okay?
So after La Espina, you recommend to go to Tineo?
You can go to Tineo, it's 13 kilometers, on if you, it depends, do you want to walk the Camino, if you want to walk the Hospitales route or the Polar route. The Hospitales route is the mountain. For us, is the queen stage in the Camino Primitivo. We walk 2 times, and sometimes it's not walk, it's like feel... It's so special. You need to know that if you decide walk the Hospitales route, you need to walk with a good weather. Good weather. Not wind, not raining, not foggy, because it's dangerous. It's better with a good weather, okay? A sun or a clear sky, okay? If you want to walk this part, normally the best part of the Camino for sleep is Colinas or Borres. You know, because it's not a lot of kilometers before before from, started the mountain.
But from La Espina, you walk to Tineo, this is 12, mm-hmm. and then you walk to Campielo, which is another 13, which is already 25.
Yeah.
Is that, that is much?
In my opinion, if you walk tomorrow Cornellana, in the second day you can go to La Espina.
Yes.
In the third, in my opinion, La Espina to Campiello. And after walk a short day by Colinas, only 8, you can arrive early, you can rest. And after you can sleep in the morning like 7 and start the hospitales. But it's my opinion.
So it would be, okay. La Espina would be 28 kilometers.
No, 28, no. From La Espina to Campiello is 24 and a half.
No, from La Espina to Campiello is 24 and a half.
Yeah.
Oh, it says more here. It says 12 plus 13 plus 1 and a half.
La Espina Tineo?
The one and a half is Campiello to El Espino.
El Espino, yes. La Espina to... am I counting wrong now? So we stay in La Espina, we go to Tineo, which is 12, from La Espina to Tineo, right?
Yeah.
From Tineo to Campiello is another 13, is already 25.
Yes.
And then to Campiello is 26 and a half.
26 and a half for what? No. The last 1.5 kilometer is Campiello El Espín.
25.
Okay, 25. Oh, to Campiello is 25 and to El Espín is 26 and a half.
If you want to go El Espín, yes.
But you recommend Campiello?
No. I not recommend it.
Okay.
You need to organize your Camino.
Yes, sir.
If you want to go to Campiello, I can tell you how albergues is in Campiello, but I not recommend it Camino. This is your Camino,
no,
you decide where you go, you have here the distance, and after you can organize. I only recommend it in the 3 first dates, not more than 20, for prepare the body, the brain, and the feet. But after you decide, in my opinion, in my Camino Primitivo, I walk to La Espina, to Campiello, okay, and after only walk 8 from Colinas, because Colinas is just, in the past, the big important point was San Blismo, because San Blismo is the point that you need to choose in the past. Mm. You need to choose if you want to our hospitales route or go by Pola. But now San Blismo is closed because we lost our collect the last October. Mm. And San Blismo is closed. Mm. In Colinas open one new albergue the last season, and in Colinas is one albergue, the name Los Hospitales, where you can sleep and you can decide the same morning if you want to walk Hospitales route or you want to go by Pola. If you want to walk the mountain, you start it to hiking and after go down, and if you want to by Pola, you go down and after start it to hiking. And both caminos arrive Verducedo. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Verducedo.
Verducedo. Okay? Verducedo is a bottleneck in the Camino Primitivo because both caminos arrive in the same place. Mm-hmm. A lot of people want to sleep in Verducedo, but you need to have reservation with time because it's a lot of establishment, but not for a lot of people that walk in August the Camino Primitivo, for example. For this reason, Verducedo is one point that you need to reserve. If you want to sleep in Colinas, the same, because it's only one albergue. And today is Thursday. On weekend, in Borres, close the private albergue.
Okay.
And in Campiello, on Sunday, close one albergue. It's only another one. Okay?
Herzlich willkommen zum Jakobsweg-Podcast. Schritt für Schritt zu mehr Gelassenheit. Mein Name ist Peter Kirchmann und ich helfe Menschen dabei, ihren Jakobsweg vorzubereiten und ihren eigenen Lebensweg bewusster zu gehen. Und jetzt viel Spaß mit der heutigen Folge.
Ich bin ein Peregrino auf der Suche nach dem Sinn. Jeder Schritt wird stiller, weil ich langsam bei mir bin. Jedes Stolpern, jeder Schmerz wird zu einem leisen Sieg. Ich geh weiter ohne Ziel, mit Vertrauen, das mich wiegt.